Mr. Fine Wine here on the Downtown Soulville Show on WFMU. How are you? I got a special show tonight. Been doing special shows all month. I'm looking forward to getting back to just the regular grab bag of records without pre-planning involved. But that's not to say I'm not excited about tonight's show, which is a tribute to an artist I haven't paid enough attention to over the years. I've played a few of his records and I've always liked him, but I never really thought about his career as a whole. Never really knew much about him, but in the past few weeks I've gotten out all of his records that I could find. There are a couple I couldn't find, unfortunately. And I've assembled them and I, you know, noticed a few interesting things about this guy, and I think he's a major talent, and I'll give up the mystery and say that it's Jimmy Castor I'm talking about. I'm going to play all Jimmy Castor records on tonight's Downtown Soulville Show. And I'll talk more about him in just a minute. Here's his first record that I have from 1963. He had done some doo-wop stuff before this. I don't have those records. But here's on the Hull label, the first earliest Jimmy Castor record I own.
It hard, she left me. I end up hard, a loser, and I'm a poor loser. I know it won't help to cry for myself. I wonder what went wrong with the girl who belonged to me. It really broke me up when you said goodbye, honey. I had visions of an empire for us. They're all gone now. The love, the dreams, just plain belonging to someone, you know, the feeling of togetherness. But you can bet I'll never lose again. Cause I'm saying farewell to romance. You know I can't take the chance. I'm finished. Honestly, 'cause I don't want to be the loser. 'Cause I'm a poor loser. Yeah, I'm a poor loser. I'm tired of taking chances, gambling on romances. No more second glances, I'm staying out of dances. Yeah, I can't push my luck, I ain't a getting stuck. Woo!
Girl that I know can jerk, and she's heading straight for me.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, the music of Jimmy Castor tonight. Consummate entertainer, Jimmy Castor. So he was born in New York City, lived in Harlem and Washington Heights early on. Born in 1940, died in 2012. Attended the High School of Music and Art, where he learned many instruments. And City College, smart fella, well-loved by his peers. Started out in a... We're going to call it a doo-wop group. I know I've frowned on that term in the past, but he made two singles in 56 and 57. He grew up around the corner from Frankie Lyman. And one of his singles, I Promise to Remember, became the first big hit for Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, although originally recorded by Jimmy. And because Frankie Lyman was a, sort of a notoriously undisciplined and unreliable figure, Jimmy would find himself being called upon to fill in for Frankie Lyman at gigs all over as a teenager. So in that set, we heard a lot of what would go on to be hallmarks of his career, sort of the Latin percussion. He had a set of timbales that he would play, including a cowbell. He's kind of the king of the cowbell. Also, play saxophone. This is him behind me right now. That was his main instrument. He was a sax session man for many years in New York. So we heard Fabulous New York, Block Party. Now that's another thing. New York City themes in his music. He was a consummate New York City man. Poor Loser. And at the beginning, Ham Hocks Espanol, featuring like this track behind me right now, a classical piano introduction, which I assume is also him. I know he played piano as well. The track behind me called Mini Sonata. So let's hear a few more Jimmy Castor records. Here's a slow one. I love this record.
Understand how a woman's mind works. He wonders why she falls in love with some poor helpless jerk. Now, well, I found out, and as long as I know,
it isn't what you got, it's what you need.
No, no.
It isn't what you got, it's what you need.
Check out what I'm about to say now. Now you may have a brand new car, plus a penthouse pad, but you know if you can't comfort your little girl when she's feeling bad, just think of this when she finds someplace else to live. Lord knows
it isn't what you got, it's what you need.
You best believe it, baby, and I. You out there to misunderstand, you know, because nothing brings a smile as quick as money in the hand. To tell you a story, I had a little girl once and some golden money to flash, and I thought she was satisfied with just spending my cash. One day she said, baby, it may take money to exist, but it ain't worth the effort without someone to kiss.
It isn't what you
Those things you try to do, I make them light on you. I can't make leaving me easy for you. I can't kiss you goodbye and forget you, girl. You know that you got to make me. You've been trying to leave, I can't let you, girl. Face it now, you got to make me. You want your love to be replaced by memories, but dreaming can't replace love that was true.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, the music of the great Jimmy Castor on tonight's show. Never put these all together before, never really thought about them that much, frankly, but I love a lot of these records. There's a great career overview of Jimmy Castor you can read online in the Village Voice. It was an obituary that came out when he died in 2012. January 19th, 2012 is the date of the article by Matt Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S. Check it out. Tons of interesting info in there. So Jimmy wrote all these songs. Starting from when he was a teenager, he was writing songs along with a writing partner who he had known since kindergarten named John Pruitt. So we just heard Make Me. That was a little later. That's 1969 on the Capitol label. Just You Girl on Smash. Oh, I skipped one. Magic Saxophone. That's maybe my favorite record of his on Smash from 1966, I believe. It's Okay. It Isn't What You Got. It's What You Give on the Jet Set label from 65. So, okay, I have queued up right now his first big hit. This is from late 1966. And it was such a big hit that he got kind of in a rut afterwards, which you will notice in this set. Here's Jimmy Castor once again.
Hey, Leroy! What? Your mama, she's calling you, man. For you. He wants his quarter, he gonna punch you in your mouth. Out here with a belt in her
So maybe a little bit of a creative rut.
Hey, Shorty, I think I seen a snake crawling there with you, man.
But still, great stuff. Jimmy Castor on the Downtown Soulville Show. This one's called Hey Shorty, Part 1. Before this one, Leroy is in the Army. Hey Willie, and his biggest hit to date. Hey Leroy, your mama's calling you. All these, you know, Latin percussion, Latin soul sounds of New York City. Caribbean sounds of New York City. Jimmy Castor, an African-American raised in Harlem and Washington Heights, as I mentioned, but influenced by the sounds all around him in New York. Okay, I'm going to play one record and then come back and talk. This is kind of, I consider this record the tail end of this phase of his career, and it will sort of suggest what he's going to be up to next. This is called Psycho Man.
Now.
Jimmy Caster from 1969, Psycho Man, a record that would sort of point to new directions he was going to be taking in the next few years. So I've been doing these special shows all month because every October here on WFMU we do a fundraiser, which we call the Hellraiser. Trying to raise $300,000 this month. I was just looking at my own personal tally, and it's kind of embarrassingly low. Please, if you have it in your wallet and in your heart, consider donating at WFMU.org. The best way to support us is through monthly automatically renewing pledges to the station. We call that swag for life. Go to WFMU.org/pledge to see how that works. Thank you, everyone who's pledged and everyone who's considering doing so. So when I say that suggested directions that Jimmy Caster's career would go in, it's a heavier sound. He started to be influenced by outfits like Sly and the Family Stone. And he would, for much of his career in the 70s, have sort of an obsession with horror movies, monsters, etc. We'll get to some of that a little later. Right now, I want to do something that's beloved by funk DJs worldwide, sampled by hip-hop artists left and right. This is Jimmy Caster from 1970, a whole new sound. It's called It's Just Begun. We'll be right back.
Mama said if I was bad, boogeyman's gonna make me sad. My poor mama never knew what she said was coming true.
Hope is gone from children's eyes, and hate's become a way of life.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move, something like this. To the lake where all the girls would be swimming or washing clothes or something. He'd look around and just reach in and grab one. Come here. Come here. He'd grab her by the hair. You can't do that today, fellas, because it might come off. You'd have a piece of hair in your hand. She'd be swimming away from you. This one woman just laid there, wet and frightened. He said, move. Move. She got up. She was a big woman. Big woman. Her name was Bertha. Bertha Butt. One of the Butt sisters. He didn't care. He looked up, he said, suck it to me, 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 suck it to me. She looked down on him. She was ready to crush him, but she began to like him. She said,
I'll suck it to you, daddy.
He said, what?
She said, I'll suck it to you, daddy.
You know what he said? He started it all way back then. I ain't gonna lie to you. When she said,
I'll suck it to you, daddy.
He said, right on.
Downtown Soulville Show, winding down. Tribute to the great Jimmy Castor this week. Hope you enjoyed it. That last one, of course, his biggest hit by far, that was called Troglodyte Caveman. It was kind of a staple on the radio and TV and everywhere when I was a kid. Before Troglodyte, You Better Be Good or the Devil's Gonna Get You. And It's Just Begun. So in this period of his career, he was kind of, I mean, to me, it sounds like a cross between Sly and the Family Stone, maybe a little Funkadelic, maybe a little Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention thrown in. Not going to get to the Birth of Butt Boogie, unfortunately. Another big hit for him. Or to Dracula or Godzilla or The Mummy or King Kong. All of those 45s of his later. He would record at least through the late 80s and kept performing up to the time he died, 2012. There's a website, I think administered by a family member, but I'm not sure about that. JimmyCastor.com. It's got lots of great photographs. Also, I'd recommend looking on YouTube. There's some live performances. There's an early appearance on American Bandstand where he's beating on his little handheld cowbell and lip-syncing, "Hey, Leroy, your mama's calling." This one in the background, another mid to late 60s Latin-influenced instrumental. It's called D-R-Y. Got one more queued up. So even when he was making the heavy funk in the early 70s, he still retained an affinity for the old doo-wop-y style stuff of his past. And here's this next record. This is the only song I believe I'm playing tonight that he did not write. This is a cover of a record by the Tams called Be Young, Be Foolish, Be Happy. Jimmy Castor on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Be foolish, be happy. You sound awfully good tonight, fellas. You sound like you belong at the Metropolitan Opera. Yeah. Right on with it. You know, when I first heard this tune, I heard it down in Washington, D.C. It was done by a group called the Tams. Right away, I went to my fellas. I said, fellas, we gotta add this to the repertoire. Song's saying a heck of a lot. Let's take them one at a time. Be young. To be young is a gift. To be young is strong. To be young is to surge ahead, to uplift, to do your thing. Don't feel too bad if you're not too young, though. Because you're as old as you feel. If you think young and feel young, you got it made. Number two, be foolish. I've seen a lot of foolish people in my time. Everybody can make a mistake, but if you learn by it, that's when it counts. I've made a few mistakes myself, but I've learned. So we allow you to be a little foolish every now and then. Number three, be happy. That's what the man said, be happy. Because whether you're young, old, rich, or poor, if you ain't happy, you are nowhere, baby. Out of it. So the next time you feel down and out, reach for the sky, grab yourself a star, find your dream, and be young. Be foolish, but for God's sake, be happy. You understand? Because that's where it's at, baby. So be young. Be foolish and be happy. So be young. Be foolish and be happy.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Mona.
Surely die.
You're tuned into WFMU. It's Mona here with you till midnight. It's Singles Going Steady week, so I'm doing exclusive 7 inches tonight. And I'm a little nervous because the 7 inch is a little shorter than I'm used to. So forgive me if my playlist logging is a little behind or if there's any mistakes, but hopefully you'll be kind. Join us on the comments board. It's the October Hellraiser month, so donate if you can. And right now, let's start things off with October Love Song here on WFMU.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Lunkin' Lunkin'.